Alaska's only tribal college is sending off the largest graduating class in its history. Illisovgut College held its spring 2011 commencement ceremony in Barrow Friday. And as KBRW's Jake Neer reports, officials say it's students' fortitude, not higher enrollment, that's leading to more graduates.
37 new graduates walked between the Baleen and across the stage Friday night for Illisovgut College's 2011 commencement ceremony. That's out of almost 70 students that received a degree, certificate, or GED this term. Administrators say that's the biggest graduating class they've ever seen. In fact, that's up from only 25 students last year. So essentially, the college has almost tripled its number of graduates in a year. New president Brooke Gondera took over the top spot at Illisovgut in January.
Things are just moving right along. Our enrollment is growing. Of course, we had a big graduating class. We're offering tons of workforce development courses. I mean, things are really robust and going really, really well at the college right now. I'm very excited.
But the registrar's office says enrollment is only slightly up compared to past years. That small increase doesn't account for the nearly 180% jump in graduation. But college officials say more students are coming back to finish programs instead of dropping out. They say they can't speculate as to what's causing students to be more determined in getting their certificates, degrees, and GEDs. But two students on stage Friday were able to find that focus through each other's encouragement.
Some of you may know we have a mother and daughter graduating together this year.
Maud Hobson and her daughter Leslie Hobson both graduated with AAS degrees in business management. They say it's great to be walking across the stage together, but if the timing didn't work out that way, it wouldn't be any less special.
I don't think we'd feel no different. We'd still, you know, congratulate each other and feel the same way about each other too.
Yeah, even we're, you know, when we're not going to school, we still show each other what we learn outside or within the home.
The commencement address Friday was given by Olympic snowboarder Kalen Chithluk-Sifsoff of Bethel. She has both Yupik and Inupiaq Eskimo heritage. She spoke on how that background taught her about survival through education.
The moment that we stop learning is really the moment that we stop living, kind of. A long time ago, the only tools for survival were our own instincts and capabilities. And those who decided to learn and seek knowledge of the world around them survived, and those who didn't perished with the climate. So now and today, as soon as you stop seeking out new things and exploring what the world around you has to offer, you cheat yourself out of your own life.
The last speaker of the night was Alumnus of the Year, Etta Paycock-Fournier. She also spoke at length about how education and learning allowed her to thrive despite many setbacks.
When I say I am fortunate, it is with a humble heart that I am here to say life is not easy. Some of us grew up in dysfunctional homes, survived incest, domestic violence, and suicide. But by the grace of God, there go I. It has been a wonderful journey because people have paved my way for my future. I am so glad for our ancestors, educated North Slope people, and the people who make North Slope home from all over the world. Come and help with our local education.
Illisovgut officials say about a dozen students earned GED diplomas this term, more than 40 earned certificates, and 11 earned associate's degrees. As well as being the largest graduating class to date, this was also the commencement ceremony with one of the highest participation rates from graduates, with nearly 40 walking across the stage. That's twice the usual participation rate. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.